Medieval History, 7th grade, May 11 through 15. Thursday, May 14. History Unit, The High Middle Ages, Lesson 4, The Black Death. Lesson 4, Socratic Guiding Question. What is the appropriate response in the time of plague? Objective. Explain the effects of the Black Death on the economy and the church hierarchy. Introduction. One misty autumn morning of October 1347, in the port of Messina, on the coast of Sicily, 12 ships from the Black Sea crawl into the harbor. Merchants gather on the docks to meet the incoming traders and unload the cargo. Strangely, however, few people can be seen on the ships, and a foul smell hovers over the vessels. After docking them, Italians cautiously enter the ship's lower decks, but are met with a cargo of corpses. The few survivors are reported to have, quote-unquote, sickness clinging to their very bones. When the townspeople realize the danger, they try to banish the plague ships from their harbor, but it is too late. The plague has already taken hold, and the dying begins. The plague spreads from city to city throughout Europe, and by the year 1351 has killed approximately one-third of the population of Europe. No one can account for why this pestilence, which spares no one, has come, except to say that God has sent it on account of their sins. Causes. How did this happen? The disease spread from person to person through the air, as well as through the bite of infected fleas and rats. Both of these pests could be found almost everywhere in medieval Europe, but they were particularly at home aboard ships of all kinds, which is how the deadly plague made its way through one European port city after another. They probably first entered Europe from Asia when the Mongols attacked the port city of Kaffa on the Black Sea. Symptoms. The sickness, known as the bubonic plague, was characterized by buboes, or swellings, that became red and then black as they rotted. In men and women alike, the Italian poet Giovanni Boccaccio wrote, "At the beginning of the malady, certain swellings, either on the groin or under the armpits, waxed to the bigness of a common apple, others to the size of an egg, some more or some less, and these the vulgar named plague boils. Blood and pus seeped out of these strange swellings, which were followed by a host of other unpleasant symptoms, fever, chills, vomiting, terrible aches and pains, and then often within 48 hours, death. Approximately 85% of people who got the plague died." Treatment. Though medicine at the time was not as advanced as it is today, people knew that the plague spread through the air. One way of trying to protect oneself was to wear a mask, sound familiar, with lots of herbs in it, to clean the air one breathed. Some people bathed in vinegar or rose water or burned scented herbs. Some doctors continued to treat the sick. Others refused to see patients. For some, their family members were the only ones to take care of them. Others were abandoned altogether. The plague spared none. Economic impact. Though the feudal system had already been declining, the Black Death hastened its end. Because so many people died, feudal lords had difficulty finding people to work their farmlands. Since labor was so hard to come by, the surviving peasants, serfs, were no longer tied to a particular farm, and they could now bargain for higher wages. Thus, it became possible for peasants to move about, accumulate land and wealth, and rise to a higher social level. This brought pushback from the nobility, who tried to maintain their social power, leading to occasional revolts by the peasants. In most places in Central and Western Europe, the feudal system had ended by 1500. Question. How did the Black Death affect the economy? Religious responses and impact on the church. Imagine you are a Christian priest in this situation. It is a priest's duty to serve and minister to the people. This was particularly important when someone died. The priest was supposed to hear the dying person's last confession of sins, anoint him with oil, and give him a final blessing and prayer, a practice known as the last rites. And yet, you, the priest, know how easily this disease spreads. You know that it can travel through the air. A messenger comes with a note, urgently requesting that you give someone dying of the plague their last rites. Up to now, you've managed to steer clear of the plague, no symptoms yet. You know that if you go into the sick room, you're almost certain to catch the plague. Do you risk your life for the sake of this person's soul? This was the situation that nearly every priest would be put into in the years from 347 to 1351, a four-year period. Many priests responded heroically, accepting death for the sake of the people in their church. We know that mortality for priests during the Black Death was 42 to 45%, which is higher than the overall mortality rates for the general population, around 30%. Priests who cared for the sick were dying at a high rate, and no wonder. The sheer exhaustion and repeated exposure of moving from home to home at all times of day and night to visit the dying would have made priests especially vulnerable. The Pope at this time, named Clement the Sixth, had many faults and initially gave way to fear. He retreated to his chamber, saw nobody, and spent all day and night sheltering between two enormous fires, end of quote. Taking the advice of his doctor, yet courageously, he changed his mind and turned his energies to supervising sick care, burials, and the pastoral care of the dying. He never contracted the disease, even though there was so much death around him that the cities ran out of ground for cemeteries. Further, he sought to bring an end to the madness that had ensued among the people. Some groups of Christians blamed Jews and killed them in large numbers. Others, known as flagellants, whipped themselves with cords in hopes of avoiding the plague, which they understood to be God's punishment, by this flashy display of self-wounding. The Pope condemned both of these practices, set aside land for Jews fleeing other towns to live on, and called on priests to take action to protect Jews as he had done. But there were also many priests who abandoned their duty, gripped by fear. Leaving the dying to their fate in the cities, some fled to the country to escape the plague, and those who did so had a higher chance of survival. This meant that many faithless priests died. This meant that many faithful priests died, while many corrupt priests survived. In addition, the deaths of so many priests meant that there was a huge need for more priests. In order to fill the priest shortage, the church shortened the required training period of priests, making it easier for people to become priests more quickly. While this helped remedy the need for priests, it also meant that these priests were less educated. The long-term result was that in the time after the plague, many priests were either corrupt or poorly educated, which weakened the church. Question. Write at least four sentences about how the Black Death affected the hierarchy, i.e. priests of the church. This concludes the material for Thursday, May 14th.